1, 2, 3, take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes to develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. Here's Don.
To survive as a pastor these days, it's been said you will need the mind of a scholar, the heart of a child, and the hide of a rhinoceros. There's truth to the saying, but it doesn't go far enough because you'll need a whole lot more than that to survive and thrive in ministry today. Most important, you will need to keep diligent watch over your own soul. Deuteronomy 4:9 says, "Take care and keep your soul diligently." This is true for all of us, but Scripture pays special attention to pastors on this very point. Acts 20:28 says, "Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers." Well, how do we do this? And how do we preserve our souls amidst the pressures of ministry? And how can we create habits that will help sustain us for the long haul? This is something pastors and churches should think about. The most important thing we can do to nurture our souls as pastors is to maintain a strong daily walk with the Lord. This is the single biggest source of soul replenishment there is. By daily walk, I mean a disciplined, devotional life. Seek Him in His Word at the beginning of each day. Let His Word wash over your heart and mind constantly. Read it, study it, memorize it, meditate on it. And along with this, seek the Lord in prayer. He is your shepherd, the source of your life. Apart from Him, you can do nothing. Let your ministry flow out of this. Second, exercise appropriate self-care. This, too, is foundational for your ministry because if your health falls apart, you can't shepherd anybody. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, so eat healthy. Exercise. Physical exercise is not only the best medicine your body can take, it will also increase your energy for ministry. Walk more, sit less. It's good for your health. Also, make sure you do things to replenish yourself emotionally. Ministry can be draining. You need a release valve. You also need to have interest outside of pastoring to fill your emotional bucket. Is it hiking, gardening, music, golf, fishing, a ball game? Do something that gets your mind off of work and helps you relax. And by the way, family and friends should be a key part of this. They help pour refreshment into your life. Make time for some fun and laughter with them. And don't cut out family vacations. Your church will survive without you, and your family will bless you for it. Another key discipline for keeping your souls is rest. I'm assuming you're a hard worker, but make sure you keep a Sabbath. A 24/7 schedule is not only unsustainable, it's spiritually disastrous. Ignore a Sabbath, and after a while, it'll come back to haunt you. The Sabbath is God's ordained way of keeping our souls. Your Sabbath will not only be a day to rest physically, but also a day to rest spiritually in the grace of your Redeemer. Also, consider taking one day a month as a quiet day. Go away from the office. Take a personal retreat to just pray and listen to God with an open Bible. Assess the state of your heart. Pray about your opportunities. Reassess your priorities. Who are you becoming? What is God trying to teach you? Let me mention one more thing. For your soul to prosper, you'll also need friends. Ministry leadership should not be a lonely experience, but it often is. The Bible says it's not good to be alone. You need friends to share your heart with and to occasionally vent with. You'll also need an outside perspective, someone to pray with you and level with you. Pastor, you need a pastor. Or a godly counselor to help you keep your mind and heart amidst the pressures of your work. Pastoral ministry is a glorious, demanding, and sometimes painful calling. To protect your soul from discouragement and burnout, to go the distance, you'll need more than a rhinoceros-like hide. You'll need a restored soul. Churches, please watch over your pastors to make sure this happens.
Thank you for joining us today for Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting. We hope this broadcast helped you gain a better understanding of life from a Christian perspective and deepened your passion for God. If you'd like to listen to the program again, visit Reformed Theological Seminary's webpage at rts.edu/Orlando.